Radio Merseyside.
Now, if there's one thing that's been certain during the past 5 weeks, and we're into our sixth week now, innovation and the coming together of different groups to overcome certain battles, individuals as well as organisations, just to help frontline nurses, doctors, health workers across the country, to key workers in whatever way they can. And here in Liverpool, it's been no different. The Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine's PhD student, Sean Tomlinson, answered such a call. Here, it's a community interest company. It's called Does Liverpool, D-O-E-S, Does Liverpool. And it's focused on supporting the local maker community. Sean's on the line now. Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hope you are too. You're a PhD student at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. What do you study there? What are you doing at the moment?
So I suppose the official line is I'm looking at the introgression between malaria and mosquito species, but what that really means is I'm looking at how genes between mosquitoes are shared and distributed and how that affects public health.
We've had a few of your colleagues in over the past couple of years on a thing that we do, Science Fridays, and they explained to us about malaria, mosquitoes and the fight against that. So I'm guessing that that's been put on hold at the moment, or certainly maybe pulled back a little bit while we concentrate on coronavirus. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, there's less people in the lab at the moment. You know, we're all observing social distancing, but we're trying to keep some work going. So myself, I'm continuing to write my thesis, and I'm continuing with my normal work alongside this extra work I've picked up, and certainly a lot of colleagues are doing the same. That they're just maximising the amount of desk work that they're doing at the moment.
Mm. And you use the 3D printers there to make visors. For those who are not au fait with 3D printers, how does it differ from my Hewlett-Packard inkjet printer that I can never get to work in the corner of my front room to what you've got there?
I can never get my regular printer to work either. a normal 2D printer, as we might call it, just print ink on a piece of paper. But a 3D printer, I suppose if you can imagine like a corking gun, like a decorator's corking gun or an icing gun.
Yeah.
You could draw a square on the table, and then if you let that set, now that square has set, it's solid, you could put another square on top of it, and if you keep repeating that, you'll eventually have a cube. 3D printing is like the same idea, but with melted plastic, and you can use that idea with, you know, motors and software, and you get really quite complex geometries out of a simple concept of just melting plastic and letting it cool in a specific way.
So you can recreate, for example, I've got a pen, if you like. So you could scan that, digitally scan that, send it to the printer, and you'd be able to come up with a case for the pen. Pretty much identical, you know, dimension-wise. Is that the way it works?
So 3D scanning isn't a really reliable thing, but yeah, in a pen is just a cylinder with a pointy end and a hole in the end of it. So yeah, we could mock that up on the computer in like less than a minute, and we could have it printed in probably about 10, 15.
Wow. So the technology's moved on then over the years. I remember I'm a big fan of BBC's Click, which is like the geek programme on the BBC, and they were showing me 3D printers about 3 or 4 years ago, and, you know, you're looking at the best part of $5,000 for one of these things, but prices have come down, and it's more economical, I suppose, to use now. It's not as expensive as it used to be.
Yeah, absolutely. They've certainly come down in price quite a bit. I remember my first printer I got as a bunch of parts from direct from China. I think it was £180 for the entire thing, which obviously had to be assembled and, you know, upgraded and calibrated. But the ease with which they've become available is certainly amazing.
So the way I put either, you know, a black cartridge and you know, a colour cartridge in the inkjet printer, what do you put into this printer? Is it just kind of coils of plastic? Is it molten plastic? Or how does that work?
Yeah, it's called filament. It's like if you imagine a fishing reel, but like the line is really, really thick and made of plastic, just a big spool. They come in, the standard size is a kilogram roll of plastic, and it costs somewhere between £15 and £20 for like the the basic types. Obviously, you can go up in quality and specification and different types of plastic.
So it's like garden strimmer line, is it? But a bit thicker. It's that kind of thing, is it?
Yeah, wow. About that. Yeah, it's 1.75 in diameter.
And you've been printing out these visors as well by using your skills and by using this this kit too. How many have you produced?
So from LSTM, we broke 1,000 yesterday. I think the last number was 1,050 that have been produced from Liverpool, Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine.
And you're passing these out to key workers, of course, as well. How does that work with the social distancing? Do you have to kind of, gel it all up, put it in a box, leave it on the step and say, come and get it? How does that work?
Yeah, so we seal it all up in plastic bags, and we don't just leave it at a safe distance, of course. The people we're dropping it off to are the key workers, so we need to make sure that we're not increasing unnecessary contact with them.
Well, what's it been like to have a different structure to your day? Because before all of this, we were used to going in, doing what we do and, coming back home. All of a sudden, you're thrown this huge curveball. Have you surprised yourself on what you've been able to do, you and your colleagues?
Certainly, with the help from Does, it's impressive how quick we've been able to mount a response to the PPE shortage, absolutely. But my day is largely the same now. I'm still on 9 to 5 within LSTM because that's where the printers are. I go in to maintain them, and whilst they're just doing their thing, I'm in the background writing my thesis.
So you're keeping an eye on it in the background. It's clicking away. Does it ever jam up like a regular printer?
Absolutely.
Does it?
It's probably 5 times as complex trying to unjam it.
Yeah, we know how it all works, mate. You turn it off, turn it back on again. That's basically the way everything works now.
Listen, I'm missing a trick, obviously.
You are. Sean, listen, thanks for what you're doing and everybody else in your place as well. And thanks for painting that picture so well for us so we can imagine what you do and how those printers work. Thanks, mate. Really appreciate it.
Nice to meet you. Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Thank you. There's Sean Tomlinson. He's a PhD student at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Does Liverpool is the website. DOES Liverpool, Does Liverpool, community interest company focused on supporting the local maker community. I just imagine it being like, special site.